page 180. Some social implications of modern technology. 1. Compare Lewis Mumford, Techniques and Civilization, New York, 1936, page 364. The motive in back of mechanical discipline in many of the primary inventions was not technical efficiency, but holiness or power over other men. In the course of their development, machines have extended these aims and provide a vehicle for their fulfillment. 2. Compare A. R. L. Gurland, Technological Trends in Economic Structure under National Socialism, in Studies in Philosophy and Social Science, Roman 9, 1941, number 2, pages 226 and following. 3. Areopagitica. 4. Temporary National Committee Monograph No. 22, Technology in Our Economy, Washington, 1941, page 195. 5. Temporary National Economic Committee, Final Report of the Executive Secretary, Washington, 1941, page 140. 6. The term apparatus denotes the institutions, devices, and organizations of industry in their prevailing social setting. 7. L. Mumford, work cited, pages 361 and following. 8. The Instinct of Workmanship, New York, 1922, page 306 and following. 9. Same as above, page 310. This training in matters of factness applies not only to the factory worker, but also to those who direct rather than attend the machine. 10. Florian Snaniecki, The Social Role of the Man of Knowledge, New York, 1940, page 54 and following. Bernhard F. Stern, Society and Medical Progress, Princeton, 1941, Chapter Roman 9, and the same author's contribution to technological trends and national policy, U.S. National Resources Committee, Washington, 1937. Page 181. 11. Thorstein Veblen, work cited, page 315 and following. 12. Thurman Arnold, The Folklore of Capitalism, New York, 1941, page 193 and following. 13. Thorstein Veblen, work cited, page 314. 14. Albert Walton, Fundamentals of Industrial Psychology, New York, 1941, page 24. 15. Robert F. Huxley, Scientific Management and Labor, New York, 1960, page 140 and following. 16. Same as above, page 149. 17. Compare Max Horkheimer and Herbert Marcuse, Traditionelle und Kritische Theorie, in Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, Roman 6, 1937, pages 245 and following. 18. Compare this discussion of the law Le Chapelier in the National Assembly of the French Revolution. 19. Hitler's speech before the Industry Club in Düsseldorf, January 27, 1932, in My New Order, New York, 1941, pages 93 and following. 20. The Engineers in the Price System, New York, 1940, pages 88 and following. 21. E. Lederer, State of the Masses, New York, 1940, page 32 and following. 22. Albert Walton, work cited, page 27. 23. W. E. Hawking, The Lasting Elements of Individualism, New Haven, 1937, page 5. 24. Same as above, page 23. 25. Florian Sanjecki, work cited, pages 40 and 55. 26. Work cited, page 31. Snaniecki, Its description refers to a historical state of affairs in which no demand for a scientist can arise, but it appears to refer to a basic tendency of the prevailing state of affairs. 27. Compare Max Horkheimer, The End of Reason, above. 28. Florian Snanyecki, Work Cited, page 25. 29. Wirtschaft und Gesellschaft, Tübingen, 1922, page 666. 30. Max Weber, Work Cited, page 669. 31. Henry A. Wallace, Technology, Corporations and the General Welfare, Chapel Hill, 1937, page 56. 32. J. Burnham, The Managerial Revolution, New York, 1941, pages 78 and following. 33. Same as above, page 38 and following. Page 182. 34. Robert A. Brady, Policies of National Manufacturing Spitzenverbände. In Political Science Quarterly, Roman 56, page 532. 35. The Sword and Character of William James, edited by R. B. Perry, Boston, 1935, Roman 2, pages 265. 36. Same as above, page 315. 37. Same as above, page 383. 38. Democracy in America, translated by H. Reeve, New York, 1904, page 584. 39. Quoted in E. Mims, The Majority of the People, New York, 1941, page 152. 40. See, for example, Oswald Spengler, Man and Techniques, New York, 1932, page 96 and following, and Roy Heldon, The Anti-Industrial Revolution, in Harbors, December 1941, pages 65 and following. 41. In National Socialist Germany, The Ideology of Blood and Soil and the Glorification of the Peasant is an integral part of the imperialistic mobilization of industry and labor. 42. Four examples of the degree to which the psychological individualization has been utilized see changes in machinery and job requirements in Minnesota manufacturing, 1931 through 36. Works Projects Administration, National Research Project, Report Number 1 through 6, Philadelphia, page 19. 43. See Max Horkheimer, The End of Reason, above. 44. Henry James, Democracy and Its Issues, in Lectures and Miscellaneously, New York, 1852, page 47 and following. Reader's note, page 83 is blank, and page 184 is blank. Text.